Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Welcome to the Boss Writing World. See everybody. How was everybody's week?
Hey, Leisha. How you doing, girl?
How was your week? Good.
What's
how was your
on,
week?
Ladies?
Hey, B.
How's
everybody doing? Good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Boss Lady, how you doing?
I snuck up on you. You didn't even see me. I was standing over here in the corner. You walked in, you got in your swivel chair, you ain't even looked behind you to see I was standing there.
I know, I gotta get my papers together on my desk.
Yes, I see the stapler is all out of place. Let's go, ladies. This is an outrage.
It's so funny because one day we will have swivel chairs.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. Well, hello, everybody. I am so happy to be with you guys tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we have
tonight
a
we
great
have
show on tap.
Yes, we do. I'm excited again. I'm always excited.
So am
this,
I.
Yeah, this topic is super hot. We always have hot topics. But topic, not only is it super hot, but it is a necessity. You know what I'm saying? It's a necessity to sometimes to sit down and just talk about different issues and find out how to move on and just do things differently, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, you talk about it, but you got to talk about it and be about it at the same time. You can't just talk about what's going on and what's going wrong and not be willing to have some dialogue on what can we do to improve the communication and improve certain things, especially going on in the industry at this time.
Go ahead. You're absolutely right as far as communication because, you know, solutions come from communication. You have, you know, if no one is communicating, nothing is getting done. And like you were about to say, we have two dynamic authors on the show tonight, so I'm really interested in hearing their take on what's going on.
Absolutely.
So we're going to officially get this show started. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday night edition of Writing Royalty Blog Talk Radio. My name is Toni. By the way, for everyone that don't recognize my voice and all of our new listeners, and I am one of three of the fabulous co-hosts of the show. I love to read. I just love to read. My eyes are always in a book, a newspaper, a license plate, a recipe, anything that has words, I'm always looking to read. But to my right, who has become one of my dearest friends, my co-host, the beautiful Miss Leisha. Hey, Leisha.
Hey.
Let everybody
hey.
Know who you are.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Writing Royalty. My name is Leisha. For those who are just tuning in, I'm the head of Writing Royalty Promotions, as well as the head promoter for Nene Capri and Boss Lady Publishing. I have 4 clubs on Facebook that I'm an admin of. Super excited about this show today. We have 2 awesome guests, Cash the Street Author and the storyteller Charles Burgess. They're going to call in and chime in on this particular topic and just kick it with us in the clubhouse tonight. So I think we're going to have a really good time. I do want to shout out to Serenity Hall. She's the author of Demon and Demon 2. She actually has a book dropping on the 22nd. Endless Tears. It's a serious type book, and it talks about abuse, and I'm really super excited for her on that dropping out. And we also got, I call him the number one stunner. He's a director with the pen, Mr. Aaron Bebo. See, what you cook for dinner today?
Oh, well, I can't lie. I had somebody else cook for me. When had to go to that Thai spot again. They got me.
Okay, okay. Oh, they got you. Oh, man.
They
if y'all don't
me.
Know, Mr. Aaron Bebo is like Super Chef 101. Trust and believe. He is Super Chef 101. Yes, he
yes.
is.
I'm glad to be here. It's like you said, great show tonight. Got my boy Cash, Street Lit Author, on here.
Mm-hmm.
Some other mm-hmm. wonderful guests, Mr. Burgess, Miss
mm-hmm.
Ashley Nicole. As always, we got the boss lady. She up and at 'em early.
Yes, I'm on deck. This is a subject that I'm anxious to talk about. I'm waiting to hear what the callers have to say about it. Firstly, we know that we have staged an author beef between Cash and Aaron, in which they're both going to drop phenomenal books to one great title, Till My Casket Drops. It'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. 2 different authors, 2 very unique styles, 1 title, 2 different books. The readers are going to get a great, great, great read. We had Team Cash, Team Aaron going back and forth. The readers had an opportunity to be in a very positive book beef, and the outcome of it all is that they'll get 2 great reads, that they'll be able to one click or paperback, whatever one they choose. And we did it to bring the light back to why everybody is excited about urban fiction in the first place. Why is this so phenomenal? What is this craze about? You know, why does everybody want to read this urban tale, these urban stories? And that is the whole reason why the founders of Writing Royalty sat down and said, this is what we should do. And it's a phenomenal idea, and it's catching wildfire, and we're going to do so many great, great things with it. And we want to put a positive light back on literature. Sometimes I sit and different things come across my desk that I don't get involved in because I don't have time for those types of shenanigans. I'm in this to write. And they come across your desk, and then you say to yourself, in urban fiction, do we need or will we have to have a Tupac or Biggie tragedy within literature before people realize that arguing, fighting, and beefing about books just really isn't necessary? You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that it should have to come to that. You know, I think that, like they talked about, communicating, speaking to one another, doing things more together versus separate, and having that us mentality, that we mentality versus that I mentality, which tears apart, you know, any great idea. You know, I think together we could do more. I think together we could accomplish more in our genre and move forward. You know, we have great, great, great writers with phenomenal minds. I mean, the minds on these authors, I mean, it blows my mind when you see titles and you see covers and you see different ideology. It's awesome to see all of this coming out of our communities. And I think that we have to shine a better light on doing better at keeping a good light on it. What do you think, Tony and Aaron and Leisha? You know me, because I get passionate about something and I'll just go. But how do you guys feel about that?
Well, Nene, I totally agree. This is Tony, everyone. I mean, as a reader, the last thing I want to do is to see my favorite authors or any authors beefing, and especially public on something like Facebook. You know, it's really disheartening because, like you said, we are here. The authors want to write a good book, and we as readers, we love reading great books. But if our authors are too busy fighting and arguing and going back and forth with each other, that's energy taken away from putting some fire to a pen, you know, and that's the last thing we want. We want to keep our authors in the business. We want to keep our readers reading and bring in new readers, you know. As a new reader, if I was to see authors beefing, I would be so turned against even reading their books because it shows me that there's an immaturity there. They can't even get along as authors. So why would I want to spend my money and buy something that they put out? How do you feel about it, Alicia?
Actually, I think that there's nothing wrong with competition, but it's the way in which people are starting to behave, not to mention the fact that everybody is a grown-up. Simply grown-ups behaving in this manner is inappropriate. The other thing is that, like you said, Tony, as a reader, readers don't want to see that. They don't want to really see all of that when they're going down their feed on Facebook. And sometimes they are shocked. I know I've been shocked at, you know, some of the behaviors of some of the authors, but if you kind of take it a step further, it's actually an issue we have across the board in society and our community itself, whether it's rappers or politicians or authors. It's a problem that we have with being able to agree to disagree. You don't have to like what somebody else is doing. That's fine because you have that option. But like Aaron Bebo posted the other day, he posted, if the internet went down tomorrow, how many books will we have? So I piggyback off of that, and I said, well, if it went down tomorrow, you should be able to survive. And I got a lot of feedback, you know, and a lot of people said some authors will survive and some will not. But this is the thing. In order for us not to be a handful of people, me personally, I think they already feel we don't read as a race, and we do. But we don't want to just have a handful of authors that we have to choose from. Right now we have abundance of authors that write in different genres, and we don't want that to be cut down. And I think that everybody needs everybody. Veterans need new authors. New authors need veterans because they need to know how to hustle. Everybody has a different hustle. But if you weren't writing when everything kind of was coming to a head, you really don't know the struggle, what they have to do and how they have to do. So say in the event something does happen, new authors need to know how to make that hustle happen to stay relevant during whatever hard time it is. And I just think that everybody needs everybody. And, you know, it's not me, I, because the whole purpose is literacy and keeping our youth literate and keeping our elderly literate. What about you?
We do have a lot of elderly readers. I mean, I've been at Wahida's book signings, and they'll come in, and they send their children and their grandchildren. We have 60, 70 year-old readers who are trying to stay connected. They don't want to be disconnected. You know, they know that technology is getting away from them. You know, their grandchildren, and they see their children reading these novels, and they want to stay connected to what's going on around them or what's passing around them. So we have tons and tons of readers from all different types of communities and everything. So, yes, you're right. What do you think, Aaron? I'm sorry I cut in. Go ahead, Aaron.
I think that, and to be honest with you, man, I got to call a ball and a strike. Like, it's going to happen, like, in different instances. It just be to the levels that it be going. Because writing has become now more like a competitive sport, like rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the new age writer that's coming in, or that has come in, I'm not even going to say it's coming in anymore, because they're here now. They've been here for some years, and you have to announce them as such, so you can't keep talking over them like they're not here.
Right.
You know, so, like, the authors that came in, they weren't taught as much about craft and style and plot and development. They were more pushed right from the rap, hip-hop culture into the writing, because it was they were so close. The stories were close to these rap lyrics and these hip-hop environments and all this whatever have you. So these kids came into it with a mind state of being competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, wanting to be good. So they don't, you know, they come out like that. Like, I'm a number one bestseller. I sold this. I did this. Because that's what validates them in this mm-hmm. day and age. Like, writers were quiet back in the days outside of their writing. Or mm-hmm. if you caught them in an interview or something, like, they were quiet. It wasn't all of this reaching. It wasn't a bunch of nonsense. It was really literature-based, but when you start having these two cultures mixed in, it's crazy. And then sometimes, too, the flip side to that, too, is this is business. A lot of things go on in business. And, you know, readers, like, I know Tony, Alicia, they were like, you know, I don't want to see this going on down my timeline or whatever. Let me just say this to y'all, because and I don't want to see it either, but it happens. So what I must say to people, that when you do see these things, just try to stay in your neutral corner, because it's just like you go to your job. It may be somebody at your job you don't like, but you have no choice but to work with them, because y'all have the same job. Either you don't eat or you don't go to work. So it's the same thing with us authors. If you see mm-hmm. two authors into something, you may not know what is going on. It's best to stay in your neutral corner. These are two people at a workplace that are having a situation that definitely shouldn't be playing out in public. That I will mm-hmm. say. But it happens. Sometimes we're disgruntled employees. We're human. I wake up with a bad day sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's not always just Wednesday for Aaron Bebo. It's a bad day sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm having a bad day.
Right.
You know,
and
so
it will reflect. And it will reflect. Sometimes it will.
Yeah.
Reflect.
Just like when anybody else is having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
I see people post all types of stuff right from their workplace on Facebook. Oh, I just want to get up and smack this person. Oh, I just want to do this. Oh, I just seen this person do this. But it's like, soon as an author posts a personal feeling about something, so, they shouldn't have said that. They're an author. We're going through some of the same things.
Wait, this is what we're going to do to continue it on. Do we have Mr. Burgess on the line so that we can bring him in, because it's his time to come in? And then we can continue this subject. Is Mr. Burgess on the line? Can we introduce him, Alicia, and get him on here?
What is his number? What is his area code?
Alicia.
Alicia has that.
Okay, well.
It's 404. It's in the group chat.
Well, why don't somebody just go ahead and fill in while I go get this number?
It's 414306.
414306.
Oh, sorry, 414306.
No, exactly, because I definitely was not thinking. 414.
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, he's in.
Yeah, that's his hand raised.
Yes, he's in. Hello, Charles?
Hello.
Hey,
what's
up, man? How are you?
Hey,
welcome.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you. How are everybody doing?
Good.
That's good. That's good to hear. Well, I was listening and hearing what was going on in the topic, very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you first give our readers a little bit about yourself and who you are in the industry, so then we can get right back into this hot topic?
All right. Well, let everybody know, my name is Charles. They call me the storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
This year makes my 10th year in the industry writing. My first book released in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
not much to tell. Do, you know, do a little bit of it all. Love to cross genres with writing.
Okay, very good.
No.
And what is one of your hottest topics? Because our readers love to one click. So what is one of your hottest stories that you have out right now that our readers who are listening are able to go, you know, after the show, they usually like to go and one click and, you know, get the author's work. Could you please share some of your titles with us so that our readers will be familiar with your work?
Yeah, the last book released, the last actual full novel, was titled Cocaine Castle, the Nook Ball Story.
Okay.
Very, very, very good book. I do have my first nonfiction book that came right after that called The Return of Ike and Tina. It deals a lot with the subconscious thought pattern of relationships, of heterosexual. And what I got coming next coming out is should be out about 30 more days. The title Ball in the Last Dribble, but it's, you know, it's about, so there's a lot of titles to actually choose from, but those are the latest titles, the newest titles that's available for the people to one click.
Okay,
also in paperback.
Good. Also in paperback. Okay. Yeah. Cause we have our paperback readers and, you know, they love to put their paperbacks and have that book right in their hand. With the subject that's going on hand, with someone like yourself who came into this industry, like you said, a little over 10 years or within the last 10 years, and we're not really looking at finger pointing or anything. What we really want to do with this show is to look at solutions and how, starting even with the ones of us who are here on this panel today speaking and stuff about this subject, solutions, you know, what do you see that we can do better or that we can do as a whole or as smaller groups or what so have you to combat this issue that they're calling author beef?
Well, I think the, in my opinion, I think the hardest thing when dealing with that is, you know, you're dealing with multiple personalities and it's kind of hard to actually what's going on in the person's mind when, you know, furthest as you know this person is through social network communication. It's a lot of lack of respect for each other in the literary game. But, I mean, that's, you know, it's part of life, like, you know, some of the stuff Aaron was saying. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is. It's just in anything. It's not just what we do. It's with two tavern owners. If two tavern owners put a bar right next to each other, it's going to be some issues. It's just a part of life. I mean, as far as dealing with it, it's to me, I like the point Bebo made when he says, just, you know, like you have to stay in your neutral zone and kind of let that stuff play itself out, you know, because you never know when someone is really having a bad day. And you might be trying to tell them something that's fruitful for them, some news they can use, and it flips all the way over because they're having a bad day, so it's like they're not receiving what you're telling them. Like, who are you? So what, you wrote 16 books. Who the fuck are you to tell me how to play my part? You know, and that comes from, it's different when you can actually, you know, it's like we need a convention. That's what we need. We need a yearly convention where people get together and they really come together and they meet each other and, you know, maybe they can earn a little more respect for each other. By that, but to, you know, talk to people that you don't know, that, you know, you met from sending a request on Facebook and maybe you looked at a profile picture, those people really don't, it's, you know, not everybody's going to respect you the way a person that you've actually sat down at the table with and have had communication with, you know.
And I agree with that. And I think you put out a very good point. A lot of the authors who have been in the game for a very long time have weathered a lot of those storms together. You know, when you look at the times of authors when you didn't have all this social network, all you had was book signings and showing up different events and, you know, trying to sell your books. Oh, it's hot if you go to Baltimore. Oh, it's hot if y'all go up to New York up there on such and such a street. Oh, it's hot if you go to Newark and do Source of Knowledge. Or you go to Philly, you do Horizons or Black and Nobel. You know, you had those different bookstores that authors were traveling, you know, back and forth, up and down the coast. and meeting at these places, and then also forming a relationship that's still are very, very strong today, where they're able to go to one another's houses and do different things. But now it's so many authors that you don't get out like that, or a lot of people don't do signing, so you don't get to actually meet one another. So all people have is what they see on the social media, and they think that that's all the person is, and that sums up their whole career, and really that's not, you know, who they are, or even most of the time what they do. A lot of the authors are so different from the actual work that they write that you do a disservice to yourself if you don't show up and meet one another and shake hands and talk and share ideas, because the authors are very original people. Their ideas and everything are phenomenal, and there's so many different types of characters behind those pens. So I think that, like you said, coming together, meeting, having these conferences or whatever, going to events when you know your fellow author is there and showing some support, even if you're not selling books that day, but you know that they're in town and they're in your city, you know, go out and meet and shake a hand and, you know, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? I talk to you on Facebook all the time. You know, hey. So, yeah, I definitely agree with that. But
yeah, you know, one thing I do.
Go ahead. No, you go.
One thing that made me think of that. I was affiliated with State Farm Insurance for many, many years, and you know how big of an insurance company State Farm is. Well, they have the African American agents are huge, and they have an event every year held in a different city that's not governed by State Farm rules. It's called Agent Training Seminar, and it's just the African-American agents get together in someone's city every year, and they get together. They have vendors there, but they're just bonding, though. They're just bonding, and they're just networking. Like, you know, hey, sister, what you doing over there in Milwaukee? What you doing out there in Miami? How's business for you? And, you know, they have these huge dinners, and it's very good to see that a company can come together of, you know, made up of us, and we come together and see what one another's doing, so we respect one another. We could call, you know, that way you feel more personal. If I wanted to call Nene and say, hey, I need you to take a look at something for me, you know, now we have more of a personal relationship, you know, than because so many people think so many other people are nosy. Like, oh, you just here to be nosy. You just on my page to see what I'm doing. You don't respond to anything I do. You know, I thought about that last night when I was in my delete mode. I spoke to two young ladies who, when I looked through my inbox and seen we didn't have a conversation, and I mean, well, let me speak to them before I delete them. Well, both of these young ladies were like, yeah, we've been friends for a couple of years. You might not see me, but man, I follow all your posts. Your posts are very great. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, and I'm thinking like, man, I was just going to delete these people.
Wow.
So, you know, you never know what's in the background. You never know what you're doing for someone, but to build a closer relationship, then you will know. And I think that takes out more, you know, more of the insane beef that goes on.
Yeah, and I like that. From the chat room right quick, we have someone made an opinion. They said, though respect is earned, you have to give credit to those who trailblaze. And I definitely, definitely agree with that. You can't come into a house and, like the old folks used to say, you can't walk in somebody else's house and not speak. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's like you have all these people who paved the way so that you can go on KDP and Nook and upload whatever you feel like at any time of the day and put in whatever prices you want to put on it, when you had people who were actually beating the pavement, trying to set a precedence, trying to set a standard so that you can come along now and put some work up, you know, and do different things. And I think that is honorable to say, you know, hey, how you doing, and show some respect. I'm not saying, you know, kiss somebody's behind or whatever the case may be, but no, show some respect, because people had to take the brunt. They had to take the nose. They had to take the 60. You hear Sabrina Eubanks talk about having to take, you know, getting 60 or however many rejection letters, you know, from companies, big name companies, before someone finally said, yeah, I believe in you, I'll take your work. You couldn't go on KDP and upload nothing. You couldn't go on Nook and just upload and say I'm an author. You couldn't go on Creative Space and put your book in it, and it's print on demand. You know what I'm saying? These people had to go through the brunt of sending out tons and tons of letters and queries trying to get published. So, yes, you want to do that. And we're going to get ready to bring Cash on here. Please, everybody that's on the line who's already chimed in, please TVs and everything down on Writing Royalty. We like to make sure that we keep all the background noises to a halt so that you can properly hear the authors and the different things they have to say. So if you can do that for me, I think I hear television or something in the background. If we can get those on mute or turn those down so that when our callers call in, we can hear what they have to say and our authors as well. And do we have Cash on the line, Aaron?
Yes, he's on there.
Okay,
his hand is raised.
His hand is raised. Can we please bring Cash in? You know that Cash has a unique situation. Hey, he's in. Okay. Mr. Cash, on the line. Welcome to Writing Royalty. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank y'all for having me. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here with y'all. How everybody doing?
Oh, Cash, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Aaron, Lisa, Nene? I think I heard Charles there. Is Tony around, too?
Yes,
no, I'm
there.
Here. Can you hear me?
Oh, hey, Tony, what's up?
How you doing?
So,
okay,
you know,
have you been listening to the show?
Actually, I just only have been listening for like 15 minutes because I was just able to get in. Yeah, so I've been listening for like the last 15 minutes.
So how are you feeling? Being someone who's definitely a veteran and a trailblazer in this industry, you know, behind the wall, writing under very unique circumstances and having to go through a lot, you know, to have your work viewed, you know, have your work signed by, you know, a big company, you know, coming into Wahida Clark's camp and, you know, having to go through those struggles, like you said, passing your work around the prison and just, you know, on notebook paper. And again, when it wasn't really popular to say, hey, I'm an author, and then there's a lot of things that's going on in the industry. Can you weigh in on that for us and, you know, let us know how you feel about that and solutions as well?
What am I giving a solution for?
The author beef or the different things that's going on within our industry, how can we better them, or what can we
pull
do?
Everybody together?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, here's my perspective on that. The larger anything is, the more problems you're going to have, and it's going to be harder to control anything once you take it outside of so many people. And so since Kindle has been around and, like you said, a person can become an author just overnight. All they have to do is write something and upload it, and they're an author. So it's a little different. I think that sometimes the authors that's been signed with companies, it seems to validate them a little more, but that doesn't necessarily mean that those that are self-published aren't as good as an author. So I think that mostly, you know, for those that are in the industry and that are progressive and that are respectful and everything like that, that we'll find a way to come together and elevate the genre. But for those that are there for, you know, selfish reasons and ulterior motives, or just, you know, people are going to it's the way things should be, and it's the way things is. So me, what I do is I just take care of my end of it, and whatever I can do to positively affect the genre, I do. But I never even try to imagine that it's going to be trouble-free, because that's not going to happen. Even within your own home, you got three or four children, sometimes you got two that go straight and one that go wayward, and there's nothing you can do to reel them back in, no matter how much love and guidance you try to give them. So I know that when you're talking about authors that aren't related to you, don't really know you, you know, they're not going to be real then. And then especially when you come down to different camps, like, you know, sometimes things take on sort of like a gang mentality. like different camps, and then it ends up being like how people got, this my street, this my side of town, this my area code, and for no reason at all, you beef with somebody else, and this is what some people like, to fuel the fire. So I think that those that are like that, they come and they go. They'll flash in the pan, and they'll be here, and then they'll be gone. And those that have integrity and truly respect the craft and the industry will be around.
Now, you talked about that gang clique type mentality, and we spoke earlier about the different tragedies that happen in the hip-hop genre, and we know that hip-hop and urban fiction are like one and the same. And you look at, you got Bad Boy, you got Rough Rider, you got this, you got that, and then we have many publishing houses. Do you think that it has gotten that far where you would have a tragedy amongst authors with, you know, smack talk or whatever it is that goes on? Do you think that that's something that could happen, or would it take something like that for people to actually say, I think we need to pull this back in?
Well,
Aaron, Charles, anybody, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cass, anybody, whoever's feeling what they feeling.
Okay,
go ahead, Cass.
I'll weigh in on it. I you know, and of course the possibility exists, but like you all stated earlier, most of the authors now are authors that, you know, publish books on Kindle and their ebook authors or whatever, and so they don't tour, and they'll be in a whole other city and may never ever see the other author again because they're not getting out like that on the road. And then it's like if you was taking different publishing houses and everybody was out on tour and they was beefing and they got their whole team with them, it's liable to spark something then, because it's that gang thing of one person edging them on. It's like, you know what I'm saying, inciting that. But because authors are generally on their own when they're on tour, just with a couple other members and everything, I don't really see it going that way, but you can't rule it out because Like you say, sometimes needed words are powerful, and we both know that you know, the wrong thing spoken can get out of hand very quickly.
And yeah, and what you're saying, that, and the fact that you said a lot of it is just social media. Do you think that social media gives people that feel of, I can say whatever I want to say because I won't ever run into you, or you won't ever see me, so I can pretty much just say whatever I want to say and incite all of these different feelings, you know, amongst people and amongst the genre? Do you think that people hide behind the fact that they can, as they say, be a keyboard gangster or, you know, kick away their feelings? How do y'all feel about that?
I don't think they think that far into it as much as what you're saying. Like, I don't think that they're giving it that much thought, like, oh, I can say this because I won't never see this person. I don't think that they're giving it that much thought. I think that social media creates an unconscious outlet for people generally, to where you don't have to think inside your head anymore. So what I think is going on is social media is allowing them to affect what they're thinking. Like, sometimes, you know, you may say something to somebody and they may look at you a certain way and never say anything. You know what I mean? I think social media is that look that's actually speaking now. Now it's like, what? Like, you know, so I don't even think that they're giving it that much thought as to, I'm not going to never see this person again or whatever. Because sometimes you'll see that somebody will say something and then somebody will come back, like, you know, with something crazy, like threatening or whatever, and the person that be done said something will be like, what? Oh, now you want to do something to me? Like, they'll be surprised that that somebody
that even went that
about.
Far.
Yeah, because they're like, yo, you know, you said what you said, I said what I said, and they're not even thinking that far ahead into what they're saying. Like, I think it made people so spontaneous now. Now people don't have to walk away with their thoughts. They could just text them or just type them.
I will never underestimate
how far a person thinks, because I couldn't say that a person who's playing a cyber bully game has not formulated a whole plan. You know, it's like who's going to what author is going to go up against an author who has a strong following and a strong presence. They would have to think about that. Like, how could I comment about so-and-so when every time he makes a post, 150 people liking and commenting behind his post? So if I jump off into a grudge match with him, I'm losing right here online. I'm losing the fight before we even get to a battle. So I never underestimate where a person's mind frame is and what they're thinking. You know, I always give them the benefit of the doubt to say that is what they're thinking. That is, you know.
I definitely think that those things are totally different. Like, even with the violence thing and something getting set off, like, I think back in the days, there was more of a chance where it wouldn't happen. You know why? Because the community was smaller, and a lot of people knew a lot of different people. So if you had a problem with somebody, chances are you knew somebody that might have knew them, and it could probably really got resolved. You know what I mean? But now, let me tell you the two things that's playing against that now. Now, a bunch of people don't know a bunch of people, and number two, and this is really should be number one, it's a lot of young people in this business now. And these young people are reactors. They not thinkers. They're reacting. And while you may be sitting back like, okay, they ain't got no book, they only on e-books, and you beefing with them, that don't mean they won't show up at a bookstore. You know, because these young kids, these kids don't think. They reacting before they think. So, you know, I mean, they thinking after they done did something.
Well, let's
so I think it's more of a chance now, in this day and age, the way literature's going, that something will happen, as opposed to back in the days when it was a smaller community and more people knew each other, and it was more mature. It was more a more mature crowd back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, take one of those hands, Aaron. Let's bring them in and let them weigh in.
Okay. Let's grab... We got a lot of callers too.
Yeah, ready.
202-671. Good evening. Welcome to the Writing Royalty Clubhouse. How are you? 202-671.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
You're live.
I'm good.
What's your name?
Where are you calling from?
DC.
DC,
hey.
Trumpet City in the house. What's going on?
Not much. Aaron, you're still going to lose, though.
Oh, Lord. Somebody calling with a swing.
Hey, boss man, Cash.
Hey, who is this?
Miss Ryder. You know, I'm still waiting
here.
Hey,
you know, okay. Oh. Hey, what's going on?
Very good. Very good. Did you want to weigh in on our topic, Miss Ryder? Or you just want to call and show some support?
Well, I'm mostly showing support, but the topic, yeah, that's a good topic to talk about. Because
okay.
I know when they go on social media, like Facebook and all, it could get out of hand.
Okay. Yes. Yes, it could.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to work on trying to fix that. And that's why we have the friendly beef going with Cass and Aaron. And Aaron, I think she just said you was going down, so.
Yeah, you know, I mean. The
so
world
I,
against me.
Hi, Aaron. I got to support LDT, okay? Don't get me wrong. Your book was good. I got to admit that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Nah, but
thank
you
for calling
that. I feel you. Thank you. Good evening. And please stick around and listen to the show.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Thanks
let's take another caller. Because them hands is raised.
Yes, they are. We're going to take 615-485. Good evening.
Hello, welcome everybody.
Hello.
Hey,
how are
hello.
You?
Name away
how are you?
From?
This is Kenya.
Hi, Kenya.
Are
how
sure
are
you?
Just
hi,
fine. Hey, Tony Doe.
Okay. Would you like to weigh in on our subject, Miss Kenya?
Most definitely. I have a lot to say, but I'm going to say it real quick.
Okay.
First of all, I think when you have... When you go into social media, and I'm saying this by a person that's just started, okay, I've always been an avid reader, but I've just now just gotten a Facebook. So now I'm happy about being able to, you know, communicate to the authors that I've you know, actually read their books and, you know, think they're good. But mm-hmm. I also see a lot of beef out there, and I don't understand it because I feel like, you know, you have to have respect. You know, mm-hmm. you have to respect each other's craft. It doesn't matter, you know, you may think one person's better or you may think one person, you know, you still have to respect the craft. And I think that is a good idea to where they need to all come together and learn, you know, to respect each other. I mean, it just mm-hmm. doesn't make sense. And what it does is actually turn the readers off. Me, myself, I have, you know, totally, once I found out how to delete, I've deleted authors because I don't want that mess. You know, I'm an avid reader. I love to read. Let's talk about the books. You know, what you do in your personal life is on your personal life, you know. But what I want to do is just be able to read, communicate with other avid readers, you know, just have, I mean, social. That's what it's about. You know, and I think that a lot of authors have gotten away from that. Now, I'm going to say that, and then I have something else to say.
All
right. Also, when Aaron was talking about there's a difference between the younger group and the older group, you know, when we were younger, we were taught at a very young age to go to work at age 14. You brought your money home. It went into the home of the pot where you didn't use your money. It was used, you know, to pull a family together, and that's different now. Because now you got, you know, these 20-year-olds still staying at their parents' house, don't have jobs, and, you know, looking for a handout. And it is a difference now. It's a very big difference, you know. But what we can do to change that is that we have to let them know where we come from. You understand what I'm saying? It's about raising your child. It's about showing them what they need to do in order to even survive in this society now. You know, that's on us. We have got to pull that together. We have got to still have Sunday dinners. We still have to have, you know, communication in a home. So, you know, that's what I got to say.
Okay. And we thank you for that, Ms. Kenya, because and I do agree. And I think that goes back to what we were saying about our veteran officers sharing with our newbies that's coming in and our newbies reaching out to our veterans and trying to get some type of direction and, you know, some type of tradition, you know, finding out what the traditions and the culture is of this genre and of this brand. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and I got one more thing to say, and then I'm going to be gone, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But I just want to touch on something real quick. Leisha, that's you, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Leisha, at the time, she was a scorekeeper because she know I'm a stickler for making sure we stay on time. So if you hear Ms. Leisha scooting you on, that's my fault. Go ahead.
Okay. This is just about another thing that's going on now that I've noticed. A lot of the authors that's coming out, the books are not the high quality as the older authors. So you're right. They need to be communicating. You know, they go out here and they put these high prices on these books, you know, and they're not worth a quarter. I mean, who gets a book that's like, you know, you go 80% into the book and it just ends? You know, mm-hmm. I'm just like, are you serious? You know, so mm-hmm. you have to make sure that what you're putting out is worth it, you know, because as a reader, that's a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there because that's a lot of, you know, I'm seeing that in a lot of the groups that's, you know, because of these authors putting out stuff that's not even right, you know? I mean, I'm beginning to stay with my old school.
Hey, Miss Kenya, Aaron Bebo, substance, a plate, a meal, a dinner, the drink, soft drink, everything. You wanted to package deal. You know?
Well, thank you. I'm going to inbox you, too, because I'll make sure you give me all that. But thank you, guys. I just wanted to show my support.
Thank you, Ms. Kenya. We love you, and we thank you for your support.
I love y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you.
Kenya really hit on some really good points. And when Kwan was here, he talked about the same thing. He talked about authors writing better, but readers not accepting just anything. You know, if you don't accept it, that'll cause them to write more and make their writing more quality instead of just,
Okay. Okay.
I like that idea that Charles brought up about having like a, even if it's an annual every conference with the authors coming together, you know, that's just a great idea, Charles. I like that idea.
I've been seeing that for the last year.
That used to happen all the time, but can't have that when it's no structure. When things ain't structured, you can't be putting things like that together because ain't nobody going to come except for the people who putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you build the ark, it got to be built for a purpose of people to get on there, for things to happen, for things to come.
Mm-hmm.
Once it can't be building
that,
the ark.
I think that those people are who are serious about a change and want to see some things happen. I think, you know, whoever show up, you know what I'm saying? I've done book signings in bookstores and 3 people showed up before, but I performed like it was 100 people. So, you know, you have to always start somewhere. And once it starts, it's marketed right and it's talked about right, people want to be a part of what's happening now. If it's happening now, I don't care who they are, they want to be a part of it. I mean, you never know. You have to kind of like get it off the ground to make it happen. Maybe everybody can't afford to come. Then, you know, maybe we could do some percentages or something or some, you know, some fundraising or something to pick several authors to bring them to the event. Just, you know, it's so many ways to give back and show love to, especially when you're trying to calm something down and bring something through medium to get people to, you know, see things the proper way. You know, I like what she said, too, about quality. I think quality of what's coming out is a high percentage of why Beef exists. If I'm writing this book and I know this book is, you know, we can read these books and we know before we release a book, if we read other books, what real chance our book stands. So, but the fact that we could click, 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 and our book is available, we go ahead and click, click, click. So now we don't want to be told what we already know. You know, that book was foul, but you really knew that book was foul before you put it out there for other people to tell you it was foul. So a lot of, some of this beef is self-inflicted.
You know what, though? I got to be honest again. With this younger generation, I don't believe that. I don't believe these younger authors are putting out books that they think are not good. I don't think that they're putting out books that they think that they're taking a chance with or nothing, because I've talked to some of these young, they really truly be believing that what they have is a good, serious story. And what happens is two things. One, when you try to tell them something because they've been rejected and pushed away by so many authors who were in the game before, that when you try to tell them something, they already have their middle finger up in the air because their cousin done told them it was good. A few other people done told them it was good, and when you create something, you already be creating it with a hopeful manner of it being something. So if 5 or 6 other people tell you, yeah, this is good, when you run into me, and I be like, yo, nah, you know what? You need to straighten this out over here. You need to do this. You're going to give me the middle finger. See, that thing used to happen back in the days. Back in the days, you go to these conventions, anything. Even you talking to somebody through Yahoo Messenger or wherever you met, Coast to Coast Readers, wherever you met them, you'd be like, yo, check my workout. People would be brutally honest with you, and it wasn't all that sensitivity. People would tell you, like, yo, look, you need to get a writing coach. Yo, your character development is off. Yo, what was this story about? Like, people would come at and be honest because literature was serious. There was a seal over it.
Yeah.
And then it got loose, and too many people started getting in. And when people start getting in, let me tell you what I believe happened. I believe that some people were already where they were, and they were thinking, like, yo, this stuff these little people doing ain't going to affect me. So they was encouraging it. Like, yeah, come on, come on in. Yeah, whoa, whoa. Yeah, this is good. Because I was watching it happen, and I'm not even just saying it's like I was watching it happening, people telling people to do things the wrong way. Because they didn't care, because they're like, yo, ain't nobody going to pay attention to them anyway. Like, I'm good. I'm already who I am. But what happened was they came in and disturbed the market. So once they messed up the market, it started affecting everybody. Now people want to be like, hey, they're not doing it right. What are you doing? Nah, man, you're supposed to be on top of this from the gate. I'm just keeping it real. And I know a lot of people ain't going to like that I said that, but I'm keeping it plain, man. It's real. Like,
that's
I was watching it happening.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for, to keep it real.
Go ahead, take another call. Let's bring them in because we're short on time tonight.
Okay, 504.
504-722.
Yeah, hello.
Hey. Lanika.
Hey, Lanika.
LDP, baby girl.
Yay. But I wanted to give my two cents, too. So recently I saw two authors going off, and it was about 99 cent books and Amazon bestsellers. And I'm like, what the hell y'all searching for 99 cent books? Because one girl was like, that's the only way your book go to number one. But it was like kind of like side hate because every time her book dropped, it's always number one. And I'm like, y'all fussing over 99 cent books. It was so funny to me. I was just cracking up because I'm like, it's not like y'all in New York Times bestselling. Like, they bragging about y'all. Y'all on Amazon. I'm not saying number one spot on Amazon is bad or whatever, but don't overdo it like that and be fussing with one author after the other. And that's petty for one. You grown. You saying you sorry to your readers, but you're not sorry because you steady going back and forth with the other author.
So as a reader, that's disheartening to you. As a reader who comes on here, who uses the social network so that you can meet authors, so that you can learn what's out there, so that you can know what to one click, to see something like that, what does that do for you as a reader when you see that?
I'm not gonna lie, I really stop supporting authors like that because I don't think that's fair to your readers. If you're trying to be saying you're trying to be professional, but you're not being professional at all. So I'm a reader. I don't have to be professional. So it don't make no sense what I say.
But it's also because of your readers, though.
But one thing, readers shouldn't have to try to go through that and figure out what our beef is. That's what's so bad about putting it on social network. A reader should not have to be trying to read a post and figure out what the beef is. That doesn't make sense to me.
What was you saying, Tony?
No, I was going to ask Lanika. You know, we as readers, I feel like it's a disrespect to us when we see actions like that from authors. Do you agree, Lanika?
I totally agree. And then some readers, they put their two cents in there, was like, don't worry about her. She hating this and that. I'm not even but to even entertain that because that author not doing nothing for me. If he doing stuff for you, then okay, I see. But if he not or she not, I'm not about to do. I'm not about to ask. Let me just look. That's it.
Okay.
And
thank you.
We all grown-ups, and if you have issues like that, first of all, most authors are publishers, which means you're a company. You are walking billboards for your brand, and you have to practice having that integrity with your brand at all times. If y'all have issues, whatever, yada, 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 whatever the case may be, y'all need to take care of that behind closed doors. You got plenty of companies that have beefs on a regular basis, Samsung and Apple, but you got to keep some of that on behind closed doors so that you protect your brand and your product that you're putting out.
Yeah, you're right.
And I just want to say, Cash and Nene, y'all did a wonderful job with Trust No Bitch 3 series. I never bought a book on paperback and Kindle with all three books, and I got all three on paperback and Kindle.
Thank you, Lanika. Much love, baby. That's fine, baby girl. Thank you so much. We try. Yes, and even though me and Cass had an author beef during the whole book, we tried to give you the best.
and y'all laughing, and she ain't playing, man. What you talking about?
I almost choked Cass out like five times.
Whew. I'm talking about the minute we said that's the end, I said, boy, I'm so glad I ain't talking to you for a long time.
I said it first.
And then Nene was like, I tell you what, don't call me no more until it's royalty time. I said, you can bet I ain't going to call you until it's royalty time. And then the next day, I called her, hey, how you doing, Nene?
Don't listen to them. He called me first in the morning.
Cash and
that's right, I did. I called you the next day. I said, hey, Nene, what's up? And we were just beefing as we was going through it. That's all.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. But that's a righteous beef, because afterwards we can get comments like what Lanika said, because we put it all on the pages. So thank you, Lanika. We appreciate your support.
That's right, Lanika. Everybody,
all right. Thank you for calling in, Lanika.
Hung the phone up on me, too.
Aaron, take another caller, please. Try to get on a sympathy boat. Nobody.
We got
it.
another 504.
I'll do it again.
They serious too.
504.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good evening.
Good, how are you?
Good.
Who
What's your name?
With?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Orleans.
Okay. Welcome.
Okay.
From
what's your name? Welcome.
Hi, I was just calling to, you know, support y'all. And I also wanted to say about the beef. Actually, I think, in my opinion, it's a lot of jealousy. And I think the social media gives a lot of people that liquid courage, whereas, you know, they feel like, I'm going to say what I have to say, and there's nothing that you can do about it because we're on Facebook. You know, and they don't really think about, okay, I have to see you again, and you talking all these yep over here because you want an audience. A lot of people do that just because they want an audience. You know, they want them people to make them feel like they're doing something, because instead of, you know, encouraging them to stop it, they're encouraging them to keep going, you know, and that's where a lot of stuff come in there. And so you saying, well, you know what, this is, you know, social media. I don't have time to go back and forth with you because you're doing this so you can have an audience. I'm going to just sit back and let you say what you have to say, and I'm not going to worry about it. Because a lot of people do get that liquid courage on social media, and I've been through it a few times, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to go there with you because you're doing that for entertainment, and it's crazy. Mm. But, you know, I just think it's jealousy, in all honesty.
Okay. Well, thank you for your opinion. We appreciate you bringing that to us from the NO.
And we thank you for your support. Yes, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, and I know who that is. Have a nice
day.
I do, too.
This is H-W-I-C Ashley.
Okay. But thank
you
so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good one.
Continue to enjoy the show.
That's Team Cash, too. Y'all need to ask them about this beef with me and Aaron when they call in. Who are you going
all right,
for?
Well, let's ask 419.
Aaron?
Let's ask 419.
419. What's going on? Who you for? Who you, Team Cash or Team Aaron?
419-309.
Damn, one of the they don't want to hold down either.
That
one
might have been Team Aaron and then
nah.
If he ever
know what it is.
Set me up.
You know what it is? I'm gonna tell you what it is.
Aaron and they,
that was Team Cash. That was a former member of Team Cash.
Oh goodness!
You recognize me?
I recognize the number.
Now.
Not only is that a former member of Team Cash, that's a current member of Lockdown Publications.
Well, Aaron,
I better hurry up and get them off the line before they get fired.
Oh, shoot.
Well, let's put them back in the queue and pull in somebody else.
Wow. What's 716 doing? They've been holding on for a minute. What's
716. Good evening.
Hello.
716.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, you live in the clubhouse.
This is Angela from Buffalo, New York.
Angela,
hi,
Miss
Angela.
How
are you?
How are
you
doing? Hi,
Angela. Hi, everybody. How's everybody this evening?
We're fine.
Good.
How do we hear your voice?
Good, good, good. I just want to give a shout out to Cash and Neek D for Trusting No Bitch 3. It was off the chain. It was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And as Dini stated, a lot of avid readers, we do like to purchase the Kindle version, and we also like the paperback copy as well, because I am sharing my books with coworkers, and they're falling in love with Cash as well.
Wow.
That's right. So,
hey, that's what's up.
Angela,
absolutely.
Angela, Team Cash or Team Bebo?
Oh, Aaron, that's a tough one. Aaron, change for a dollar was off the chain, too. And I won't click that and purchase that in the hard copy also. So I'm really torn between the two of you. I'll make a decision after I read both books.
Thank you
wow.
very much, Angela.
That's a real reader. That's a real reader.
Your cat.
Absolutely.
So,
she
want to
see what's
right?
going to be on the inside of them pages first.
You know that buried you right there, right, Cass?
I'm not worried about it. It's something going on over here in this writing royalty thing. I've got to figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez.
Ain't nothing going on. I'm going to tell you what's going on, man. I didn't get in touch with all the right people to give you a proper burial. I told you what was going to happen. Nah, for real, I'm going to tell you what really happened. All jokes aside, Cass, I put that little snippet in the back of Bunches of Love, and a whole bunch
mm-hmm.
of Cash fans went over there and read it, and then they just was like,
let me tell you this. How you going to slay the big bad wolf with a snippet? You better need a A snippet ain't going to get it. I believe you got a paragraph or two that's hot in there.
After the posting of both covers, I had checked the lines in Vegas, and Vegas got it even right now.
Wow. Miss Angela, you see what you did? You see you done got them voting in Vegas.
You got them.
Exactly.
Vegas got it even right now.
Oh, well, I might have to post another snippet. No, I'm playing.
Thank you, Angela, for calling in and showing your love
yes,
and support.
Thank
we
you so
appreciate
much.
It.
And
yes,
Angela, thank you.
Okay,
I do
support all the authors. Thank you very much. We enjoy your work.
Thank you so much. And
we
tell all your coworkers we said thank you for reading our work, and we appreciate
them. I sure will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
Good night.
All right, let's try 419 again. Maybe this is Team Cat. They had to hang up like, oh, my God, I'm about to lose my job.
Oh, I was on mute.
419.
Hello?
No, you wasn't on mute.
I was on mute.
Who is this?
Well, you're not on mute now.
I was on mute.
Who
is
this?
Aretha.
Is that my girl, Dreadhead?
Yes, it is.
You know
okay.
it is.
That's what's up. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I was just listening. I'm always listening. I just don't never say nothing.
Oh, thank you, Aretha.
What's up,
yeah, I'm glad you pressed one.
What's up, Aretha? How you?
I'm fine. Ooh, that was dry.
No, I'm good. You know I'm sick. They just added them to me to the hospital the other day.
Oh, man.
You know what, Cash? I'm going to need you to stop.
Outrage.
Aretha, if he can have a baby, y'all, what would he do?
I know, right?
Maybe
Aretha.
Population zero.
I'm telling you, that
wouldn't
happen.
Yo, that's how you get Aretha, when you don't just go right on and side with him. Like, he'd be like, who is it, Cash or Bebo? And you'd be like, yo, you know, I like y'all both. He'd be like, all right, you know what, well, okay.
Wait a minute. That's exactly what I would say. I root for both of y'all.
Cash
got sick when you said that.
Oh,
he was sick
of his
stomach.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay, I got one question. I'm going to tell you how we're going to deal with this. I got one question. Aretha. You say you side with both of us, but here's my question. Who did you follow first, Bebo or me?
All right, Cash, don't get your feeling hurt now.
It's okay. I'm
trying to tell you something. Just leave it alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Whose book did you read first, period? Aaron B. Bolderman.
Aaron.
Okay.
Would you leave it alone, please?
Okay.
I hear that chopper coming.
Aaron. all I'm going to tell you is anyone that has read my work first ain't coming over to your side to even it out. So she was a one quarter before she knew me. And I want you to proceed. I want to proceed. Listen.
Listen, if they read your work first, right, and
yes.
then they read mine, that's exactly what's going to happen. Either
well,
way, that's the thing with me. If they read me first, they stuck with me. If they read
well,
you first,
right here?
If they read
Aretha
you first
read
and then
you
read
first.
Me, they stuck with me.
But Aretha read you first, bro. And
that's
she didn't want you.
Okay, that
Aretha.
Ain't got nothing to do with you. That ain't
all
got nothing to do with you. I'm so
you,
confident that people could read all your books first, and I'll just give them one of mine. And
you know
they're going to have the same end. They're going to be like, yo, you know what? I don't know, Cash. Like, I just got done reading all seven of your joints, but I don't know.
Well, what I'm going to do, this is what I want to know. I'm going to call Kenesha to call in. I'm going to ask her whose side she on.
Look, he's texting people now. Yo, what? You should, yo, I know you ain't just say who I think you said.
Come on, B. Let's get to the next one.
I was about to tell you.
We got
you,
a
man,
phone, y'all. We got
I was going to bring this
y'all
up, man.
Y'all in here showing out in front of the company and
I was
going to
bring this
I
up,
know.
Man.
I'm not company.
Y'all already know.
But y'all want it off the beat, you got to hear live.
But we have company in Charles Burgess.
We got company,
okay.
Y'all showing
okay.
out.
Company. Listen, Charles, our man. Charles, my man. He know what it is. He know what he is. Charles, my man. He understand?
I'm a gambler. Cash. I'm going to keep it real. I'm a gambler. So I'm taking a line from Vegas. Right now, after the cover with me, Vegas got it even. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What's the favorite? I'm going with the underdog.
That's what's up. Well, you bet, if you go with the underdog, you bet on Aaron.
You know what's
y'all
happening right here, Cat?
And when the woman with you ain't going to be with the underdog, you're going to be in the underground.
So Cash is really starting to realize what's happening here, right here tonight, because he's like, damn, everybody is leading back to Aaron. You like Angela from Buffalo. She wouldn't throw Aaron in the damn. I got the whole dog. The shovel's already ready. I'm ready to throw the dirt on him. Angela from Buffalo wouldn't throw him in it. She wouldn't push him in the hole.
Now
Charles won't push him in the hole.
Devo, I'm waiting to see that back cover.
Y'all showing out in front of the company.
I'm waiting to see that back cover, Devo.
Yo, the cover is nothing. Like I said, the story behind the cover is so hard and so real. I already know people are going to be just stopping in the middle of the story coming on Facebook to talk to me. Like, yo, like, I'm over here, man.
Well, we thank you for calling in, Aretha. We appreciate your support,
sweetie. We surely
do.
Yes, thank you.
I'll put you back in the queue. We want you to enjoy the show.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Aretha.
Thank you. Amber, we got an 8-2 that's been holding
bring
on.
Bring in an 862.
862.
234, you on the air?
Okay.
Hello?
862.
That sounds like Jersey or yourself.
Yep, it is.
You on the air, 862-234?
All right,
hey,
well.
Put him back in the queue. Grab somebody else. We got
443. How are you doing this evening? You are live. 443.
Hey.
Hello. You're live. Yes, you're live. 443-240.
Back in the queue.
That's more than I can say for you, Aaron.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, let's go to that. 862.
The lines is jumping. It's like, ooh.
The lines is crazy. Y'all got to press y'all one so y'all could go ahead and tell. Cash wants y'all to tell him the truth. See, that's what he's been asking
right.
for tonight.
I'm okay. I'm okay if they say you.
Only thing,
okay.
Let me tell y'all something. If y'all do call
okay,
in and
well,
tell them the
bring
truth,
in.
Just don't state
let's
your
bring
name.
In Ashley. Nicole. Let's bring in Ashley Nicole.
Is she pressing her
one?
Is
she here?
She's here.
What's her number?
Okay. Bring her in, Alicia. I can't pull my screen down, Erin.
What's her name? I mean, her number. Is it 864?
Yes.
864, you're in.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty
good.
We're
doing good. We're doing good. Glad, Cash. You can perk up now, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Introduce.
One for the team, man. Go ahead, man. Don't play
introduce
sick now.
Cash.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce to you Lockdown Publishers,
mm-hmm.
Young Queen, Royal
mm-hmm.
Nicole.
Okay.
She has a book coming out, tentatively scheduled for April, called Bossing Up. Up under the Lockdown Publications. And that's Royal Nicole right there. I introduced her to the world, and she's going to have a slamming joint coming out pretty soon. And she's one of those young authors that, you know, make me proud, because it's young people sitting down, banging out them keys, putting out a good product. And you'll see what she got next month.
Very good.
I'm
excited also.
Absolutely.
Nicole. I've watched Ashley's pen mature over the last couple of months, and, you know, I'm happy to see that she has a home for her work, and I'm ready to see her work flourish and be out there so that the readers have something else that they can one click.
Miss
Nicole, how you feeling, Precious, about being signed to lockdown and having your work getting ready to, you know, be introduced to the world? How you feeling about that?
I am really super, super, super excited. It's still unbelievable to me. It's a little surreal, but I'm very excited about it.
Okay. And as a new author, and we're talking about author beasts and things like that. As a new author coming in, what do you realize that you must do differently? Coming into this genre, what do you realize that you should do differently as a new author from, getting tutored by Cash and, different things like that?
One thing as a new author is coming into this is that, as a new author, you can't come in with a big head, first of all, because
mm-hmm.
nobody knows who you are, all right?
Okay.
Another mm-hmm. thing is, as a new author, you come in so people can see your work. So you stay out of the drama. You stay in the background and do your work. That's what you do. Because your whole thing is to get readers to read your book. You want your work out here. So,
mm-hmm.
As far as coming in as a new author, you come in to do something as a job because you love it. So, you kind of stray away from that. Stay in the background from that.
Uh-huh. Very good. And,
it looks like you
offer
a great start.
Yes. It does. It does look like she's off to a great start. And using social media as a catapult, as a help. Like I tell a lot of, new authors, if you're coming into the social media setting, use it as a benefit, going into the book clubs and making friends with, the administrators and, gifting books when they come out and going in there and posting things about yourself, posting your bio, asking questions, interacting, using the social media as a help versus using it as a tool of destruction or, let me get on here and act like, the craziest person I can act like today so that I can get likes and clicks and things of that nature.
Yeah,
definitely. Go ahead.
One thing my dad told me is he said, when you're on these social, networks, you're not on here to be doing all that, going back and forth, beefing with people, posting them negativity. It's to socialize with people and, talk to people that you normally wouldn't get to talk to and stuff like that, but not to get out there and to just be going ham because you feel like you can say your words. Because even though they're over, the internet or not, that still can affect somebody. So you never come
at no one like that. And I feel like, you know, I heard y'all talking about author beef. If y'all have, if you have any kind of beef like that, then I feel like that is something, you know, they have an inbox for that. You can inbox each other. It's not for everybody and their mama to see. You know, if you had something going on in your home, you wouldn't go televise it to everybody. Because I know when I was younger, my mom would tell me, don't go telling my business outside. Your business, you keep your business to a minimum. You keep that behind between you and that other person, not you, the other person, and millions of viewers. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion of it.
And we thank you, and we wish you, you know, much success in your career. You know, continue to listen to what Cash is giving you. You know, he's going to give you some very valid information. He's been in the genre for a very long time, so definitely, you know, listen, get up under his wing, and follow his lead, and, you know, promote your work, be true to your pen, and learn to be able to take the criticisms and be able to grow from them, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we hope that you have a very, very, very good and long career.
Yes,
and Aaron, just
give
to let you know, because I heard you going
you
in on Cash. Let me tell you something. Cash got this in the bag. See, now it's going to go on.
Yo, I ain't even going to lie.
Cash get out so he can go on and just dump you in it real easily. So
I could tell already you read. I could tell already you read the excerpt in the back of Bunches of Love, because you don't even sound the same no more.
Let me tell you. Cash got this. He's going to go cayenne on you, okay?
Look.
He's going to do you like he did Treaty, okay?
You don't even sound the same no more.
Are you saying she's not convinced?
No, because at first she was all the way Team Cash. Then I think she might have read something. She was like, Aaron ain't playing around.
You won't catch me, Siobhan, in my body. You won't catch me being like, you know, from Trust No B. No, I'm loyal.
Listen, let me tell you something about loyalty and truth. People be trying to put them together. They two different people, yo.
You know how loyalty and truth
is two different things? Because you'll hear people that say they loyal to people and be like, yo, I'm with you. If you're right or you're wrong. So you know they two different things. Because the truth only got one side.
You have a point, Bebo.
I'm not switching teams. I'm sorry. Are you cool? But no.
I don't know about that, Aaron.
Where you about to be, Cash?
We are Team Cash all day, every day.
Listen,
you know,
I'm Team Cash.
We work with Aaron. We love Aaron, but we are Team Cash all day long.
I'm Team Cash. But I really wish Cash should have probably, but you know what Cash needed to do this? He needed to do this because when you walk around, you've been champ for so long, nobody ain't knock you on your butt, you don't know what the mat feel like no more. You got to come out and challenge somebody that's really going to show you if you're really the champ or not.
Aaron, he's been a champ. He came out like Muhammad Ali saying, I am the champ, like for real. Like, he came out swinging. Aaron, you just standing there, sitting there looking like a lost puppy. It's okay, though. You don't have your one or two fans, both of you.
Muhammad Ali still the champ.
And ask Cash still the champ.
I'm going to give Aaron this
because Cash would not have picked him to do the other book if he didn't know that his pen could deliver.
I am going to say that.
But Cash wouldn't have picked him if he didn't know that his pen could deliver.
You're right.
Yeah, both books is going to be awesome, though. That's the real,
yeah.
At the end of the day. Like, both of these books are going to be awesome. It's going to be something real, real hot for the readers. And it's never been done before. Like, we got so many different people talk about this, bookstores, everything. Like, it's crazy. It's about to be crazy.
I'm happy for y'all. I really am. It's something that more often need to come together and to do. But see, it's a friendly way to doing it rather than –
just going hard on each other, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Cash. What
are you getting
ready to say?
I was just going to tell Aaron when he write, till my casket dropped in the back, when instead of writing an epilogue, to write a eulogy.
Oh, yeah. I already got yours in there, baby.
No, you're old.
Yo, you know what?
You're old.
I might do this for you, just for you, because I'm going to go talk to my printer tomorrow. I might get you an advanced copy, your own paperback. Sometimes if they get here Friday, I'm going to try to get your joint to you. You should have it by Monday or Tuesday. I want you to post it, too. Like, yo, look what I just got. So they know it's real.
I'm done with Aaron. I'm done.
So they know it's real.
Yes,
I'm not
Aaron is
playing.
A myth.
Yo, oh, my God. Yo, this book right here is so crazy.
Well, this is awesome. This is good. I'm happy about this whole situation. And I'm happy that two very seasoned pens are going to stand side by side and prove to the industry that an author beef can be friendly and can be beneficial to both authors as well as to the readers. And we thank Aaron and Cash for being the ones to pioneer such a feat. And I hope, like Ashley said, that other authors will look at it and say, let's do this and let's do it in a friendly manner and let's be able to come together. And what it's really about, give readers a good quality piece of work. You know what I'm saying? Give them the best of your pen every time you come. And that way that nobody loses. You know, the authors don't lose and the readers don't lose out. Because everybody's winning. The authors are putting out good work, and the readers are getting good work in return, so they have good things to read. So we thank you guys for being the ones to pioneer that.
Yeah, there's no point of worrying when y'all come to you doing the same thing, when you're fighting for the same thing. There's no point.
I think Cash, for everybody that he owns, knows that he lives with, because all his family and friends are talking in the background.
We're going to kill people.
Now, I'm going to come back in because I was on mute, so that wasn't me. That's somebody else, family or friend.
Oh, that was definitely wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
Not me.
We got a few minutes left. We want Cash, please shout out where they can get your work and any projects you have coming up, please.
Well, you know that you can always go on Amazon and get any of my books. You can also hit Lockdown Publishing's own page or hit me personally in any of the social sites, or you can contact wcp.cash, the number 2@gmail.com. That's to get any of my books. Of course, you know that my first four books was up under Wahida Clark Publishing, so you have to contact her for Trust No Man Trilogy or Binded by Blood. But all other books, including Trust No Bitch 1, 2, and 3, Thugs Cry 1 and 2, Shorty Got a Thug, and Dirty South Love, you can contact me at any of the places that I just listed for you. I got the other half to Till My Casket Drop coming out within the next couple of weeks in the challenge with Aaron Bebo. And then Thugs Cry will drop in June. And I'm hearing it here first, but I'm not going to divulge any details. But me and Nene got some very special plan for you all. Just stay tuned.
How you gonna tell us, you guys? You know what? That's like giving us candy, putting the candy bowl in the middle of the table and telling us we can't have none of the Snickers in the bowl.
Well,
you don't give us the snack. You got to give us the snack.
Oh, I can't give it to you.
The snack and
I'm telling you, it is going to be so delicious. So delicious. That's right. So delicious.
We only know it's cheap. That's just not right.
Okay.
It's out of Trust No Bitch Part 3. Y'all going to love this right here. We got to give you something. It ain't going to be long. It's going to be very soon.
Okay. Well, with that minute left, Charles, would you like to let our listeners know how they can reach out to you?
Yeah. You can find me at on Facebook under the Storyteller Charles Burgess. Also, you can pick up my books on Amazon. Also, I got a new website being built, theghettosopranos.com. It's going to be up within the next week. So reach out for those books. Reach out, get those ghetto T-shirts and those ghetto soprano hats, and hopefully by the next 60 days we could actually see the whole line go up with the blue jeans and the shoes.
Very
okay.
good.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Burgess. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Cash.
You.
Please come out and see us again. Thank you, Miss Ashley. We love you, and we look forward to your work.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you all for having us.
Yes.
And Cash,
y'all have a nice
yes.
night. Rest
yes,
in peace,
man.
I want to say something to Cash right quick. Cash, you
go ahead,
us?
Tony.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I just wanted to say that, you know, I originally bought Trust No Bitch because of Nene's name on it, but I came away
mm-hmm.
with another fabulous author that I've fallen in love with, and I just want to let you know that because of that, you have now become one of my great authors because of this series. So that's why this series is so special to me.
Okay, well, I definitely appreciate that. I feel honored that you like my work and have embraced me that way. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Cash. And quit spilling
yes.
the beans.
Absolutely.
Get off this line. You talk too much. You done daggone told it all. Get off my phone.
They don't know what it is.
And we got a special. We got a special announcement coming too.
Mm. What you want, Cash?
Should we tell them now, Nene? No, I'm messing with you, Cal. I'm messing with you.
No, you should. Oh, you know what? The men in my life are so loyal. The men in my life are so loyal. And this is an outrage. Both Aaron and Cash and some unspoken are very, very, very loyal. And they can't keep their mouth shut. I'm just going to say that right now.
Well, Nene, all I did was wet their tongue. They don't know what it's going to taste
oh,
like.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, yeah. I do got an announcement, though. You can see my announcement on Facebook. And please don't forget to tune in with us. Starting April 6th, we will be kicking off the Author
mm-hmm.
Live shows, the series right here live. So it's going to be crazy.
It is. It's going to be off
Absolutely.
The chain. I can't
Absolutely.
Wait. I'm excited. We have three unique women. You're not going to be able to believe it. They're going to be on here telling all. Reality TV comes to Right and Royalty Radio. Do not miss out. Sundays are going to be popping. If you love Love and Hip Hop, if you love all those different
wives,
little shows,
Atlanta Housewives,
sponsors.
And these is all original. These is all wives too. This is all official.
That's what's
Absolutely.
Up. I like that.
And I also wanted to call out the Trapper Alert. Trapper alert to all the trappers. You know, Nene Trappers, they roll deep. Nene will
yes,
be
do.
Actually on the World According to Nufala, which is a radio station or a blog station in Chicago, on this Saturday from 10 to 12. And if you hit the Writing Royalty page, the link and the number, you want to call in and kick it with your girl, Nene, we'll be on the Writing Royalty page. She will be on
I'm coming
this
to Scott
Saturday
town, y'all.
From 10
Is
to 12.
Is that p.m. or a.m.?
A.m.
Okay, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
10 a.m.
Yes,
to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you live in Eastern, Central is an hour behind.
So it'll be 9 to 11.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep, if you're in Eastern. And we thank you, everybody, for listening, the people who were in the chat room, the callers that called in. We have so many phenomenal callers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in North Carolina in Charlotte on April 12th. If you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, please make sure you come see me. I'll be at Books A Million, getting everybody tainted. So please come out,
yes.
And I love, love, love the love. I will be posting the link with the address and times and everything on it. So please, 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 if you're in the Charlotte area, come see me. D Street is going to be on the map in Charlotte. Let's go.
Yes.
Anybody
don't
got anything
miss our
final
show
to
next
say?
Sunday. Yeah, don't miss our show next Sunday. We're going to have author Nicole Martin on. And our topic next week will be Addicted to the Wrong Kind of Love. So we thank you guys for
topic.
Supporting us. Absolutely. We appreciate you guys for coming out, calling in, trying to just give your input. And we just want all the authors just to come together, and because we got something good and we want to keep it. You know,
we do.
We want to be able to have the abundance of authors that we have. We don't want to go back to the handful of authors. You know, if you actually Google the first published author, they were poets. You know, and I'm quite sure they all didn't get along, but not too many people knew that. You know, it's okay to agree to disagree. It's okay to agree to disagree. But we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And Writing Royalty is out.
Drop that beat. Bye.